Thanks for listening to The Rivers Podcast. For more information on this teaching, visit our website at theriver.info.
Now, last week, we began our reel-to-reel second annual series when we looked at what movie last week? Walter Mitty. How many of you went out and watched Walter Mitty last week? Because it was a good movie, wasn't it? Okay. Well, I hope that you watch today's movie too. But last week, Dylan, who was seated in the second row right there, won the prize. There's a $50 gift card to Kalamazoo 10 and some candy, some Spree in here today. And it's going to go to the first person. Our movie today is Kung Fu Panda 3. The first person who can tell me what Po's adopted father is. Who said Goose? You said Goose? Would you mind bringing that back there, Katie? Red shirt. Jesus loves Kalamazoo shirt. There you go. He's a goose. Way to win it. So, wouldn't you know it, the stupid pro presenter's been working all morning, and the moment when I go to turn it on, it's not working. Somebody pray for my thing. Never mind, Linda, you're going to be on it. I'm not even going to mess around with that thing. So here's the deal. We're setting up the stage. It's Kung Fu Panda 3. The main character is? Now, if you get tired during the service, and if you're prone to fall asleep, and if you like count lights anyway, I want you to look around, and there are some of Po's friends strategically hidden around the sanctuary for you to find. And you can find them afterwards. Don't take them because they're, some of my kids' toys. I took them from them. So if I didn't bring them home, I'd be in trouble. But you can find them. There's Shifu and some of the Furious Five. So you can find them. So Po is the main guy. Here's the deal with Po. Po is the dragon warrior, an unlikely hero. And we discover at the beginning of Kung Fu Panda 3 that Po wants to play it safe. Similar to Walter Mitty last week. He thinks that the notion of risking is downright stupid, and he doesn't want to try anything new, try anything different. He likes things as they are. Well, Master Shifu, who's a red panda, not to be confused with a panda, Master Shifu tells Po earlier in the movie that, Po, it's time that you become a teacher of Kung Fu. And Po's nervous about this. He's like, I can't teach Kung Fu. Master Shifu says, yes, you can. And so he leaves him to teach Kung Fu, and it goes horrible. And so what we see here in this first clip is what happens immediately following the incredible failure of teaching Kung Fu by Po. So check this out.
That was a complete disaster.
Oh, I'm glad we're not Po right now.
What a loser.
What was Shifu thinking?
What was Oogwe thinking?
I think he heard us.
I didn't hear anything.
He said you're a loser.
Sorry, Oogwe.
Would you stop doing that?
How was your first day teaching?
Humiliating.
I heard.
Who told you? Did Tigress tell you?
I heard from Monkey and Crane and Mantis and your dad and Mrs. Chow from the gift shop and those ducks you just passed and Tigress told me.
Yeah, well, did she also tell you that it'll never happen again because I'm done?
Teaching or being humiliated?
Both. I don't know why you ever thought I could teach that class.
Oh, I knew you couldn't.
What? You set me up to fail? Why?
If you only do what you can do, you will never be more than you are now.
Ooh. So Shifu says, I knew you couldn't teach that class. And Po says, you set me up to fail? Yeah. Because, here it is, if you only do what you can do, you will never be more than you are now. Now, let me tell you about the vision of the river. The river exists so that all people can belong. Somebody say belong.
Belong.
Somebody say it like you mean it. Belong. We exist so that anybody can belong. People of all ethnicities, all socioeconomic stratuses, all attire, anything. It doesn't matter. The river exists for anybody to belong. And this is important because often in my experiences in the back in the church, you had to kind of obey a bunch of unwritten, unspoken rules that you had to guess what they were. We don't want any of that here, right? Anybody can belong. So get your friendly fingers out, both of them. Point at your neighbor and say, you belong here. But the belonging ain't the end of the story. That's not the end of our vision. We want everybody to belong so that they can believe. Somebody say believe. In Jesus, and in that Jesus is who he said he was, the Son of God sent to take away the sins of the world to bring abundant life here and in eternity. We want people to belong so that they can believe in Jesus. Let me just say this right now. Jesus is a good dude. Amen. He ain't an angry God. He might have been misrepresented, but he's not ready to smite us, knock us down, scream at us, holler us, shame us. He's ready to give us freedom and joy and life. Jesus said himself in John 10, I've come that you might have life. Okay. This is John chapter 10, verse 10. I come that you might have life just kind of to get through till you get to eternity. And I come that you'll have life to and be on edge because I'm an angry God. This is what John chapter 10 says, right? What does it say? I've come that you might have life abundantly. See, the Jesus that we speak of, the Jesus that we love, is the Jesus that wants you to have a full life. So we want you to believe. Turn to your neighbor and say, we want you to believe. But you know what? That's not the end either. Believing ain't the end of our purpose here on planet Earth as a church. The end, we think, is this third B. We exist that all folks might belong, believe. Anybody know the third one? Become. Because God has something in store for each of us that is more than we are today. He wants us to become fully who we already are. And I remember when I was a youngster, you know, hearing of this Jesus and thinking of God wanting for me and calling me into service, I thought becoming a follower of Jesus meant I would have to say goodbye to all things first world, move to a third world country, live in a mud hut and wear a loincloth my entire life, speaking of Jesus to natives somewhere. That might be your calling. I recommend a t-shirt to go with the loincloth. But I don't think it is for most of you. You see, Jesus doesn't want you to become something you're not. He wants you to become something you already are. And we hear the truth of Jesus out of the mouth of a red panda when he says, if you only do what you can do, you'll never be more than what you already are. See, God has more for you. Say, more for me. Now he does. He's got a lot more for you. More freedom for yourself and more freedom for those around you. Because if you have a pulse, what? Oh, yeah, yeah. But what's the new one? If you got a pulse, you've got a purpose. And that purpose involves the freedom of those around you. And you'll never walk into the fullness of that purpose if you only do that which you have only done. And so Paul was scared to death. He goes, you knew I was going to fail. You set me up to fail. And I'm going to read it again. The quote is, if you only do what you can do, you will never be more than you are now. God wants you to become fully who he made you to be. But how many of you, like me at times, feel like Paul? How many of you are a little nervous to adventure out and to do something that's uncomfortable, unknown? Is that just me up here? Okay, there's seven of you honest people. The rest of you all liars. Let me give you a biblical math equation. Math is the worst subject in the world. Sorry, math teachers. I saw one right here. My bad. Forgive me. I know not what I do. This is just a simple addition. Risk. Say risk.
Risk.
Plus failure. Say failure.
Failure.
Risk plus failure equals growth. Say growth. Risk plus failure equals growth. Let me talk to you about one of the biggest failures I know in the Bible. His name was Peter. Peter was chilling in the boat. He sees Jesus walk along in the water. You know what he did? Jumped out of the boat and pretty quickly started sinking. And the Bible records that he cried out to Jesus, help me, Jesus. So he was a failure who became a whiny little sucker. Help me, Jesus. Stay in the boat, sucker. Peter. Jesus was talking to the disciples, of which Peter was one, and Jesus was saying, hey, you know, the Son of Man, I'm going to have to go and suffer. I'm going to have to die. And so Peter confronts Jesus and says, you got it all wrong. Never a good idea. Jesus, no, you're not going to have to suffer. And Jesus says to Peter, this is really harsh. I'm going to try it in my parenting this week. Okay, kids? I'm going to quote Jesus. He says, get behind me, Satan. No, I'm not going to say that to my kids. I would never say that. But Jesus said it to Peter. Get behind me, Satan. The things that were coming out of this man's mouth were so heinous that Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. So just shut up, Peter. Zip it. And then there's that time when Jesus had already been betrayed and he was taken before the high priest. And Peter was hiding and looking around, and three times he was asked, do you know Jesus? You know Jesus, don't you? And he denied him three times. You want to talk about epic failure? Peter's the poster child. Talk about somebody who failed. Part of me, when I look at Peter's story, I resonate with Poe, and I want Peter to do what Poe did. Play it safe, take it easy, do not risk. You know, if that was the only stories, though, about Peter, we'd be missing something. But there's more to Peter's story. Did you know that the guy who risked and failed, the one that I just hold up to you, three epic failures, he's the same guy who is the only human on planet Earth to walk on water. Did you know that? Oh, sure, it might have only been a couple steps, but in his risking and failing, he actually got to walk on water. Have you ever walked on water? The same guy who failed and told Jesus to zip it, and Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. He's also the one, the very first human being on planet Earth to confess with his mouth that Jesus Christ is the Christ, the Messiah sent to take away the sins of the... He was the first one to name Jesus as a Messiah. Risk plus failure equals growth. And the same Peter who denied Jesus in his, he was being risky even being in the temple, you know, in his risk and failure, his growth, he was the very first one other than Jesus to speak a Christian sermon. Uneducated fisherman. And in that first sermon, you know how many times or how many believers were added to the number that day? Anybody? 3,000. It's not a bad sermon. Risk plus failure equals growth. And Poe doesn't like that. But Shifu knows it to be true. And so we set him up to fail. And so here's another clip where Shifu pushes the lesson home. Watch this clip number two.
I don't want to be more. I like who I am.
You don't even know who you are.
What do you? Of course I do. I'm the Dragon Warrior.
And what exactly does that mean, Dragon Warrior?
It means, you know, just going around and punching and kicking, defending the valley and stuff.
Punching and kicking? You think that is what the great Master Oogway saw for you? A 500-year prophecy fulfilled, so you could spend your days kicking butt and running through town high-fiving bunnies.
Yes?
No! Oogway saw greatness in you, Paul, against my better judgment. More than you can see in yourself. Incredible power awaits you. Power beyond anything you can imagine.
I like that. There's more to you than you see in yourself, and Poe begins to believe it. Do you see his eyes get wide? Animation's amazing today. He begins to hope that there's something more to him. There's more to you than you see in yourself, Shifu says. Here's the deal. My prayer right now is that you begin to have a hope rise in you like you just saw in Poe, to understand that there's more to you than you see in yourself. See, there's nothing you could have done in life to disqualify you from the Lord's service. Nothing. You might think less of yourself, but God sees you as someone who has greatness and potential to bring the kingdom on planet Earth. I want you to hear John chapter 15, where Jesus would say this. He would say, you didn't choose me, but I chose you. I'm not speaking to y'all, as they say down south. I'm speaking to you. So who am I speaking to? The answer is me. Who am I speaking to? So don't worry about the person next to you. I'm now speaking to you. I'm not speaking to that person next to you. I'm speaking to you. God says to you, you didn't choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to bear much fruit, fruit that lasts. You might think, no, I can't do much for God. You might think I don't have a lot of potential. God says, baloney, I chose you to bear fruit. Not just fruit, the Bible says much fruit. Somebody say much fruit. And not just much fruit, fruit that lasts. You have been chosen by the King of Kings to do something that lasts for eternity long after your last breath is drawn. Clap for that. And yet, like Poe, there's that tendency to settle, kicking butt and giving high fives to bunnies. So at the River, we have this discipleship tool online. It's a Grow Tool assessment that many of you, over 400 of you, have taken to, you know, discern where you're at in your faith journey. And along with the tool is all kinds of helpful things to help you grow. We learned that about 7% of the River are seeds. That's newish to the faith. About 7% of the River is trees, our trees, you know, strong, reaching out to God and blessing the world around them. This is kind of the become thing that we're talking about. That leaves 84% of our population here at the church, 84% our roots. That tells me there's a lot of Poes who are dragon warriors kicking butt and high-fiving bunnies. But there's more to it than kicking butts and high-fiving bunnies. Let me paraphrase what Shifu says. He goes, you don't even know who you are. He said this to Poe. And I wonder if we don't even know who we are as Christ's children and followers. What does it mean to be a Christian or the dragon warrior? You think this great Jesus saw you for sitting in church as the sum total of your faith. Jesus saw so much more in you than just sitting in a church chair on Sunday morning. There's more and more. And so Shifu keeps driving that lesson home, because Poe is slow to get it. Aren't you glad you're not like Poe? Aren't you glad that when you hear something that seems wise and good and inspiring, you get it and you want it for the rest of your life? Aren't you glad you're not like a dumb panda who doesn't get things and needs 3 hits? Okay, let's just be clear. I'm looking at a bunch of pandas. And you're looking at a panda. We are slow to get these things. And so Shifu picks it up in our third clip, driving the same type of thing home. Watch this.
Oogway sat alone in a cave for 30 years, asking one question. Who am I? Who am I? I'm lucky if I get 5 minutes before you interrupt.
Oh, so now I have to sit alone in a cave for 30 years?
Eventually, after you master teaching.
Teaching? There's no way I'm ever going to be like you.
I'm not trying to turn you into me. I'm trying to turn you into you.
Turn me into me? Wait a second, that makes no... Almost there, Shifu, just a little more confusing and you'll be the next Oogway.
I'm not trying to turn you into me, he says. I'm trying to turn you into you. Do you know that the Bible tells you in the book of Psalm, chapter 139, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made? I want you to get both your friendly fingers out and with conviction turn to your neighbor and say, you ain't a mistake. Tell that neighbor on the other side. And I know it's hard because when you're talking to one neighbor, the other one's talking to the back of your head and all. I get all that, but that's okay. You're not a mistake. You are wonderful. Tell your neighbor. And so the truth that Shifu speaks is that God doesn't want to make you someone else. He doesn't want to make you into somebody you're not. He just wants you to be you, because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And in you being uniquely and fearfully, wonderfully made, it's you he's speaking to when he says, I've appointed you to bear much fruit. Fruit that lasts. I get that part when Shifu's talking about the great Oogway, the turtle who's long gone. Oogway had to sit in a cave for 30 years to reach enlightenment. And Poe's like, oh no, do I have to sit in a cave for 30 years? I think that's how many of us feel about church. Oh, to become a tree in my faith, I got to go to church 80 times a week. I gotta sit and listen to sermon after sermon and song after song. No. See, because the lessons we've learned so far from Shifu to Po are getting Po and thus us to a place, because Po isn't being set free to be all he can be, isn't challenged to do more than he can do, isn't challenged to be the full him for the sake of him alone. Right? It's the process of discipleship. You're not encouraged to go from seed to root to tree so that you can just say, I am now a tree. You become a tree, or Po becomes fully Po. Elbow your neighbor, because this is important. Say, pay attention. You become a tree, and Po becomes fully Po for the sake of others. Your freedom and the abundance the Lord has for you isn't just for you, it's for others. It's for those who don't yet know the freedom of Christ. It's for the lost, the least, the lonely. It's for those who don't know the fullness of Christ. And so the story of Kung Fu Panda 3, we're going to jump way ahead in the movie now. I think it's going to be our last clip. You might not watch the whole movie on your own. What happens now is Po's kind of embraced his Po-ness. And he's realizing that his purpose is to help others become all that they were intended to become. And this is your story. The whole story of Po reflects what God wants for you. He wants you to become fully you so that you can help others become fully them. And so this is a longer clip. It's a little funny. What happens here is there's a bad guy, because there's always a bad guy. You remember I said last week, if you were here, that fictional reality reflects our reality. Why are there always bad guys in movies? Because there's a bad guy in your story. Right, it's the kingdom of darkness. It's Satan. It's the devil. It's the serpent. So the bad guy in the story is going to assault the panda village. Somebody say, ooh, it's very ominous. And Kai and his army of emerald warriors, somebody say, ooh, is rather scary for these pandas. Because he's well-trained, better trained, and he's just a scary thing for these pandas, and so these pandas are scared. They don't know how to fight the battle. Until Po comes and teaches them to be them. And at the end of the training, they'll be ready to face the fight of the day. Watch this last clip.
We can do this. We can learn Kung Fu. We can be just like you.
What did you just say?
We can do this?
No.
We can learn Kung Fu?
After that?
We can be just like you?
Yes!
We can?
No, you can't. But you don't have to be. That's what Shifu meant. I don't have to turn you into me. I have to turn you into you.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know! Thanks, Dads.
You're welcome.
I'm going to do something I never thought I'd be able to do. I'm going to teach Kung Fu.
You guys, your real strength comes from being the best you can be. So who are you? What are you good at? What do you love? What makes you, you? Yes. Good. Again.
Good. Again.
Huh?
Faster. Swirl those ribbons. Hug that log, you. Hug that log like it's the last time you're ever gonna hug it. Goodbye forever. Higher. And a little more to the left this time. You can do it. I don't want to see any of these hit the ground. Try it with these.
So God said this to Abram in Genesis chapter 12, I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. Amen. You will be a blessing. See, Poe became a blessing to the pandas and helped unleash them to become all that they intended to be. And he said this, he says, the real strength comes from you being the best you you can be. So there's a panda who models God's truth. There's more to you than that you know there is to you. And that is to be unleashed for the sake of others.
Thanks for listening. For more information, check us out online at theriver.info.